Well, according to Nathan, we're good to go. And before we get started, even though he's not listening, Chris Gerald is off today. He's home, sick day. He says it's the first one in a couple of years. I don't believe him. And but, you know, we do wish him well. And thank you for Nathan stepping in here. You know, next man up sort of philosophy here at Radio Entrepreneurs. And I also want to thank my co-host, Peter Meyerson, from the law firm of Cohn, Rasnick, Meyerson, and Plout. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Jeff. It's great to be here.
Thank you very much. Our next guest, Oleg Tumurkin, right? Global Performance Improvement. Wow. Mm-hmm. Tell us about GPI.
So GPI is a company that I originally started about 15 years ago, but we had a reboot about 3 years ago where we started really going actively after large clients. We focus on the problem that if you work in a large corporate environment, so you're probably familiar with, where one side of the company doesn't really know what the other side of the company is doing. So what we focus on is just getting teams to speak with each other and be able to know what everybody on the team is doing and how to support one another. And it has produced tremendous results. We've had clients in a number of different industries improve their performance by as much as 40 to 50%. So what does that mean? Well, when you can drill an oil well for in half the time that you originally planned, you reduce costs by half, or you can drill twice as many wells. Certainly in the oil industry, in manufacturing, in healthcare, we see consistently that simply improving communication can produce tremendous impact.
Do you specialize in any particular industries?
So historically, a lot of my clients have been industrial manufacturing and oil and gas. But in most recent years, I see that similar kinds of problems crop up across industries. So I've actually been working on expanding my client base.
That's interesting. So how do you, how do you find new clients?
Well, that's...
I know that's a challenge for you or for me or for anybody, mm-hmm. but...
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Honestly, it's research. I identify specific companies that I think are of interest to me, and then try to assess them, try to study them, especially if it's a company where you can publicly observe their work, let's say in healthcare. It's actually not that difficult to create a story about what they're doing and how they're they could do better. If they're a private company, it takes a little bit more work, but in talking to employees or members of the team, as you put that story together and you present it to the leadership of the company, you certainly create the value that makes the company say, yeah, we want to talk to these guys. So that's one of the channels.
I mean, I have enough trouble finding, getting people to listen, a single executive mm-hmm. in a company mm-hmm. listening to me. How do you get the team together to pay attention to you?
That is a real challenge. I mean, I certainly, the cost of customer acquisition is probably the major cost in my business. The good side of it is once we are established in a particular industry, a referral basis kicks in. But certainly, with me expanding to new markets and expanding to new industries, the challenge has been in creating materials and creating content that would create value. So one of the things that I'm working on right now and will be produced within the next few weeks or so is a book about future. How will the world will look like in 10 years and how will specific industries be affected by the changes both in economics, in sociology, in technology that the world is facing.
Well, so that's, you can't get past this crew mm-hmm. and say that without one of us asking you a question. So what will the world look like in 10 years?
That's one of us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What I can tell you, rather than telling you specifically what the world will look like, is the three guiding principles I use. If you look at the projections that you see a lot of the particularly large consulting companies making, they're pretty linear. They take what's happening today and they project out 3-5 years down the road. And for a short term, that makes sense. But in long term, really, there's three prevailing trends that shape everything. The technology trend is exponential. So if you're looking at the processing power, the cost of energy, the cost of technology, we're looking at not tenfold, not increase, not the proportional increase for 10 years, but an increase 100-fold, where you're going to frankly see as much technological change, at least on the research side, in the next 10 years as you have in last 50 years. So to put that in perspective, 50 years ago, 1970s, we lived in a completely different technological world. So that's just to help understand the scale of technological change. What a lot of the technologists forget, though, is the time to adopt that technology is actually very slow. So that's where you see the second dynamic, the social dynamic. The social dynamic that's going to continue prevailing is greater and greater disparity. Because
Disparity in what way do you mean that?
In every way possible, whether it's economic, whether it's social, whether it's cultural, you're going to have a small percentage of the population that is up on all the latest trends and has adapted to the technologies. And frankly, you still have billions of people in the world who live today the exact same way they lived 200 years ago.
I've been to Africa. There are people there who live the same way they lived almost 1,000 years ago.
Absolutely. And so, and frankly, that's a lot of the world, its population, that a lot of the forecasters.
Southern Hemisphere is very different than the Northern Hemisphere. Mm-hmm. Always has been.
Yep. So,
but I'd also say that resources are going to change the way that we live our life, because resources are more scarce, like water.
Mm-hmm.
Population is growing. Water is dwindling. Water is the essential element for life. There's a lot of things that are changing. You're right. Mm-hmm. And we need to look into that. And I think trying to project out, you don't have to be perfect. I think what you're doing is important, because it's telling people start to think about it and start to think about how to adapt. It's really about the process of knowing to adapt than it is being able to say 100% this is the future. Mm-hmm. Correct?
That is precisely the point of my book. It's not about so much necessarily giving answers that are explicit. There's definitely some explicit answers that I give, but it's a lot more about provoking the right questions.
So, tell us a little bit about your background before you go. How did you get to where you are today?
So I started out in Wisconsin, working in the manufacturing industry, and as somebody who started out in IT world back in the 90s. I was promoted rather quickly. I was already a department head before I graduated college. Moved into management consulting and performance improvement, and really been doing that for nearly 20 years. It's been something that took me around the world. I've gotten a lot of formal education, informal education, helped companies realize extra $500 million in profits. There's a verse in the Proverbs that says that master of their craft will stand in front of kings. Certainly have had that experience where my results placed me in positions where I could speak directly to presidents of regions or countries about the way they need to or run their business, to run their country.
Well, that's really commendable, and wish you continued success. So, Oleg, if somebody wants to get hold of you, how would they do that?
So there's a number of ways. My website is olegtumarkin.com. You can certainly email me or call me. I'm very open to contacts on LinkedIn. Any channel of communication that you want to reach me at, my phone number is 262-893-1142.
Well, thank you very much for being on the show today. Hopefully you'll come back maybe in 2019 and talk to us about some of the programs that you've been implementing so we can have some case studies.
Okay, sounds great.
And your book will come out when?
So the electronic version of the book will be out within a week, and the paper version of the book will be out within a month.
And wonderful. Its name is?
2029, Guide to the Future.
Not 2029, A Space Odyssey.
I think that was slightly different.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Oleg.
Thank you, and thank you. This is to our Radio Entrepreneurs listeners. We're going to take a break. Chris, get better. Get back soon. Nathan's not happy. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.